This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. How y'all doing out there? Woo! Man, I think I'm about 5 pounds heavier. Man, that was rough. I honestly, it was probably one of my better Halloweens. I hope you guys had an awesome Halloween. I really, really do. You know, how do I say this without, you know, getting myself in trouble? I trespassed into a neighborhood. I didn't really trespass. Okay, so what I did is we were invited to a family's house. And this family lives on one of the most coveted streets in Las Vegas. It's a fantastic street, this one street. And they lived there, and we were hanging out, and we were having pizza, and they, you know, and all the kids kind of got together, and then the kids went trick-or-treating. And so I wanted to kind of go out there and go trick-or-treating. Some of these houses are, like, really nice. We're talking, like, mansion-type houses. These are, like, really, really nice houses. And the street is flooded with people. And it's really, really cool because, I guess, you know, people who don't live there, who are friends of friends or whatever, are able to come into the neighborhood and whatever. And it's like, it's to be able to get into the neighborhood and trick-or-treat, it's phenomenal, where you'll get full-blown candy bars. I mean, we're like, you know. Now, I was surprised. Some of the people, I actually have the candy right now. Hold on. Oh, maybe I don't. Oh, I already lost a bag. Yeah, I mean, there were some dum-dums and some of those milk duds. Who likes milk duds? That's ridiculous. I think there was some candy corn. Oh, by the way, you guys know that you've been eating candy corn or playing with it wrong? My program director at KDWN, John Schaefer, posted a picture where you're supposed to put the candy corn together like a corn on the cob. And it actually looks like the yellow on the outside, it looks like corn. When you put them all together, it looks like corn on the cob. It's very cool. I had no idea. He teaches me so much stuff. I follow his Facebook religiously. But anyway, this Halloween was different because last Halloween, it was like I thought it was going to be my kids' last, you know, they're in high school. You know, last year they were a senior and a freshman. They really didn't want to go trick-or-treating, but the kids wanted to get some free candy. So they went around, and I wanted to go around trick-or-drinking and, you know, just kind of sit there with my red cup and talk to the parents. And I noticed that it just didn't have a feel last year. You know, people were kind of looking at his parents like, what are you doing? Why are you trying to steal candy? And it just didn't go. Last night, though, I mean, there were teenagers and adults galore. In fact, I saw more teenagers and grown-ups than I did kids. And so I started to go trick or tequila-ing, and it was amazing how many houses did have tequila. I don't like tequila, to be honest. Most people don't. They have tequila, and unless they do margaritas, they really don't drink tequila, like tequila sunrises. You just don't, you know. So that was kind of fun, to go trick or tequila-ing. But I was really impressed with the type of costumes. So we're in Las Vegas, so there's a lot of Golden Knights, so people in Golden Knights jerseys. Then there was a bunch of high school students who were wearing their favorite football football jersey. So one was like Aaron Rodgers. I was like, really? The one was Tom Brady. I was like, yeah. I didn't see Dak Prescott, so I yelled at all of them because I'm a Cowboys fan. And then you saw a lot of them. I guess a real big one was this alien costume, where rather than the alien coming out of your tummy, you were the alien coming out of an alien's tummy. So it was your head coming out of an alien's tummy. and it's all blown up. There's like a, there was like a dinosaur. There was a lot of gorillas. There was a lot of, animals, you know, people have, you know, horse masks and things like that. And I thought that was pretty cool. And then there was one house that actually had a haunted house. And I took a video of it. I should have posted it. And everybody's screaming and it's just all, and I was like, wow, very, very impressive. But what really got me was it was one time where everybody was smiling at each other. We're right before an election, and in Nevada, it is brutal. We have some brutal, brutal races coming up. And we got the Danny Tarkanian, Susie Lee race for Congress. We got the Dean Heller, Jackie Rosen race. And, you know, for a brief moment, looks like nobody cared. They were just in the festivities, and I thought that was pretty awesome. But unfortunately, politics always seems to come into play or something bad happens, you know, and so you got to enjoy the moment. So one of my listeners writes, Doc, my child wore a Donald Trump mask and his friend wore an Obama mask, and they both wore the same shirt. This morning, one of our Facebook friends said, it's as insulting as painting one's face. She said, I didn't post the picture, but it could have been copied. And she writes, I'm scared to death that someone will think my kid is the one who dressed as Obama, and it'll come back to haunt him later. Should I post a pic of him dressed as Trump? Well, that could get more criticism, though. So I didn't realize that there's this anxiety of, did you do something wrong? Or were you politically incorrect? Or did something inappropriate on Halloween? I mean, I thought it was only us grown-ups trick-or-tequiling or trick-or-drinking. But I guess, and this is news to me, if you dressed as Obama, that could possibly be construed as something that would be racist. Now, I've seen the Donald Trump masks and the Obama masks. I've seen them. And so, we're not here to debate what the difference is, you know, in terms of masks and paint and et cetera. But what that shows you is we really have a lot of confused citizens that just don't know if what they're doing is wrong or if what seems to be acceptable, because a costume place is selling, you know, masks that if they do wear a mask, that delineates an ex-president. An ex-president, that could be construed as, you know, bad later. So my recommendation is, if you really don't know where society is going and what you're supposed to do, you know, and it's you're confused, go as Mickey Mouse. Mickey Mouse is always kind of easy. Or is Mickey Mouse controversial now, too? I know Donald Duck is because he doesn't wear pants. That is a problem. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com, 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Boy, am I thankful. Well, we're getting ready for Thanksgiving. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, you guys are going to be ticked. You are going to be so mad at me, and I don't know what to do. Last year, I explained, or maybe it was earlier this year, I explained that there was a study that said no clear evidence between brain tumor risk and cell phone use. So everybody was pretty good. They're like, ah, good, good, good. Well, now we have a study saying, oh, yeah, there is clear evidence. Cell phones are linked to cancer. So what the hell is going on here? Apparently, there is a landmark study. I guess that means a big deal study. From the National Institutes of Health. And a final report released today confirms the preliminary findings that were released in 2016 after scientists were alarmed by early indications that cell phone radiation may be carcinogenic. Now, these tests were done on rodents, not on humans, and they were done at levels much higher than what humans are exposed to. But in science, we always need to overdo. Okay? We can't go, all right, well, if you use your cell phone once a week, we're going to just test that and see if you're good. No, what we're going to do is we're going to look at cell phone radiation. And if you use cell phones or if you are exposed to the radiation, like galore, and then we work backwards. That's kind of an easier way to do it. It's a safer way to do it. So, female rats and mice of both, for female rats and mice of both sexes, the evidence was less clear as to whether cancers observed were associated with signal exposure. But for male rats, they said it was undeniable. Why? Well, we don't know. Males may have different, maybe the way the head is shaped, brain is shaped, brain cells, you know, everybody likes to say there's no difference, you know, and, you know, maybe there is a difference in the, I have to be very, very careful of, you know, how I word this. Maybe, you know, there are, there's been anatomical suggestions of different sizes of organs in males versus females, and that could potentially contribute to this. Okay. Whew. You got to be really, really careful what you say these days. You can't say anything. Senior scientist Dr. John Butcher of the National Toxicology Program in Durham, North Carolina, said the exposures used in the studies cannot be compared directly to the exposure that humans experience when using a cell phone. Because what they did is, in their studies, the rats and mice received radio frequency radiation across their whole bodies. Yet, people are mostly exposed to local areas where they hold the phone. They also say the exposure levels and durations of our studies were greater than what people experience. So, again, what they're saying is nobody should panic because this was a lot of radiation to the whole entire body. So you could trigger a cell in another part of the body that then goes rogue and causes the cancer to occur. So this was a 10-year study, $30 million in cost to assess the health effects of animals exposed to RFR, radio frequency radiation, with modulations used in 2G and 3G cell phones. And the final reports represent a consensus of NTP and a panel of, NTP is the National Toxicology Program, and a panel of external scientific experts who reviewed the studies. So that means we had a lot of big, you know, big lab people looking at this. So, Dr. Butcher explained that, or is it Booker? I think it's Butcher. Said cell phones utilize a specific type of radio waves or radio frequency radiation to transmit between the devices on the network. Exposure of people to this occurs primarily through cell phones and other wireless devices. Now cell services are using 4G, 5G, and newer phones are equipped to communicate through these frequencies, but we don't know what this technology could do on our body. They say newer technologies have continued to evolve, and it's important to know these technologies have not completely replaced the older technologies. They say, in fact, today's phones are very complex in that they contain several antennas, Wi-Fi, GPS, 2G, 3G bands, etc. They say the results of these studies remain relevant to current exposure, although the power levels of the exposures were much higher in typical patterns of human use. So they say the lowest exposure level used in the studies was equal to a maximum local tissue exposure currently allowed for mobile users. So what they're saying is the lowest amount of radiation, the exposure level, was still beyond high what a human would do. But the highest exposure level was 4 times higher than the maximum. So the exposure began in the womb for rats and at 5 to 6 weeks old for mice, and they continued for up to 2 years. The RFR exposure was intermittent, 10 minutes on, 10 minutes off, totaling about 9 hours a day. Now, some of you will say, whoa, wait a second here. I use my cell phone more than that. might want to think about cutting back. The RFR levels range from 1.5 to 6 watts. I know, 1.21 gigawatts! 1.5 to 6 watts per kilogram in rats, and 2.5 to 10 watts per kilogram in mice. I'm not exactly sure what the wattage is for us with our cell phones. I don't believe I have that number. I think it varies. But they did not investigate the types of RFR for Wi-Fi or 5G. Alright, so, what type of cancer? Doesn't say. We're not being told. Was it leukemia? Was it, you know, was it brain cancer? Was it, so we're thinking it's brain cancer. So these rats, from what I understand, did start to grow extra, shall we say, clusters of cells that showed a, try to explain without having the source in front of me. From what I understand, that there was tumor growth. I just don't have a source explaining what exactly happened with them. I apologize for that. So, what does that mean for you or I? Well, it means, you know, we understand that we are exposing ourselves to some crazy amount of radiation, but also realize that cell phones have been out for a very long time. And why aren't we seeing a huge uptick in brain tumors? That's kind of a good sign. Now, we may be seeing more cases of cancer overall because we're outliving the heart attacks. Now that we're living past our 40s and 50s and we're going well into our 70s, even 80s, we're going to probably see more cancer. That doesn't necessarily mean we're getting it from our cell phone. Now, the study earlier in the year looked at 9,000 people from several different countries having a range of occupations. 4,000 of those had brain tumors compared to the other 5,000 that didn't. And they did not find a correlation between brain tumor and the high electromagnetic frequency exposure. So cell phones emit these radio waves, and radio waves are a form of non-ionizing radiation. It provides an energy source through radio frequency. You got non-ionizing, then you got the ionizing. The ionizing radiation is emitted by X-rays, cosmic rays, radon, and those have higher cancer links. Why? Because there's a higher frequency, higher energy to it. Non-ionizing radiation with radio waves aren't as energetic. We also use those in microwaves, visible light, UV light, infrared, and lasers. Now, UV light and UV radiation can cause skin cancer. So we're still not out of the clear just because it's non-ionizing radiation. It's still radiation, but it's not as bad as ionizing radiation. So there was a study back in May of 2016 that did see brain tumors in mice. In that study, rats exposed to the radiation for 7 to 9 hours, 7 days a week, were more prone to develop malignant gliomas. Prior to this, in 2011, there was a demarcation from the World Health Organization saying that cell phone use could be possibly carcinogenic. But we've had multiple studies, though, that have disputed those. So, you know, I notice my ear gets hot. I notice I get a little uncomfortable when I'm on the phone, so, you know, for so long. So what we recommend, and what I recommend, is keep the phone away from the body. If you could be on speaker, that's better. Reduce your cell phone use when the signal is weak. Reduce the use of cell phones to stream audio or video, or to download or upload large files. Keep the phone away from your bed at night. Remove headsets when you're not on a call. And avoid products that claim to block radio frequency energy because they may actually increase your exposure. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The alleged Pittsburgh synagogue shooter, Robert Bowers, who's accused of shooting and killing 11 people and wounding six others in a massacre on Saturday, is pleading not guilty to 44 criminal counts. Bowers making his plea and requesting a jury trial at an arraignment this morning in a Pittsburgh federal courtroom. Former federal prosecutor Mark Rush says it's clear the government's been moving quite quickly to build the case against him.
The government, you know, obviously got all of their evidence in order, including the special findings, in very short order, and is proceeding in an appropriate manner.
Word is President Trump's latest rally later today in Columbia, Missouri, could draw as many as 15,000 people. He'll be there to campaign for Attorney General Josh Hawley, who's running against incumbent U.S. Senate Democrat Claire McCaskill. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, maybe, we are back on the Doc Dolly Show. Thank you for being here. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. I got a source that came up, and it had showed that the cancer link to cell phones with very, very high radiation to mice, not on humans, but in that recent study from the NIH, was the adrenal glands, which are located on your kidneys, your brain, and cancer. Not your brain, but brain, I'm sorry, brain, heart, and adrenal glands. I apologize about this. This is what happens when you eat too much Halloween candy. Honestly, I can't get five words out. Okay, so the Badger State is now the fifth to secure approval for a Medicaid work requirement. Federal government has formally approved Wisconsin's plan today to impose, or yesterday, to impose work requirements on certain Medicaid recipients. Now, the Trump administration is not backing down from this controversial policy and is allowing it to proceed. federal judge did block Kentucky's waiver last summer. So Wisconsin is now the fourth with an active waiver. They're saying this has been reported by healthleadersmedia.com. So it was a fifth state, but then Kentucky's lost their approval, so now we're down to four. The four states are Indiana, Arkansas, New Hampshire, and Wisconsin. Some of the groups that won their challenge to Kentucky's waiver have filed a similar action to challenge the program in Arkansas. So there's a big debate on whether you could have work requirements to get Medicaid and drug testing or other sorts of requirements to prove eligibility. So this is obviously a very, very controversial topic because on one end, me as a medical doctor, I understand that a lot of people doing drugs and a lot of people for medical reasons can't work, which is one of the reasons why then they do need to be on Medicaid. On the other end, I have seen so much of an abuse of the system that it makes you think that, you know, maybe we need to revamp it. And one of the big abuses of the system was the Tsarnaev brothers who were planning the Boston Marathon bombing and executing it while collecting government checks and government aid. That's a problem. And so, like with anything political or medical or economical or an education or whatever industry, people take advantage, laws then have to be made, and then it hurts the innocent people. Just like what's going on with the opioid crisis. In Nevada, they've severely limited doctors' ability to write narcotics, scaring them to death, you know, that they would have censures against their license, and there's all these paperwork and stuff that they have to do and hoops they have to go through, that a lot of doctors are like, all right, tack with it. Why? Because we had a lot of people out there take advantage of the system. But then who gets hurt? The innocent people going, well, wait a second, what do I do now? Politics and these political fights happen in a whole nother dimension or a whole nother stratosphere. And people below that are really in need are like, but we weren't the bad guys. We weren't the ones that messed this up. That's a problem. They say federal health officials rebuffed an unprecedented effort by Wisconsin to impose drug tests on Medicaid applicants. So they may not be able to do drug testing. Now, that somebody would think should be bipartisan and should be a slam dunk. Well, again, if that's considered an illness where you are addicted to marijuana or addicted to meth or cocaine, etc., you do need help to get off the medication. So, I mean, one thing you could do is anybody that does test positive for drugs needs to go to a rehab facility and show that they are going through that, you know, and they're trying to be clean and get off their drug, and then they can continue to get the aid. It's easier said than done. We don't have enough facilities. You know how many people are doing drugs? And then what do you do with legalized marijuana? If you live in a state where there's legalized marijuana, and stereotypically somebody may really just be chill and not wanting to work, how do you do a Medicaid work requirement if marijuana is legal? It is so sticky. I mean, I'm not sure where it got this bad. So I remember that I was laid off. I wasn't fired, and I was hired back again. But when I was laid off, I was really nervous because I was helping put my brother through school. You know, I was going through school myself, and I was, you know, really kind of counting on that money, right? Because I didn't take out a lot of student loans, and, you know, there was a lot of things that I was kind of managing with my family and stuff. And so our boss, when he laid us off, said, guys, just go get some unemployment. So I'm like, okay, well, I hope I could probably find another job, but I'm like, you know what, I might as well check it out, because we all went all together. So I go to the unemployment office, and boy, was it a very, now this was back in the 90s. It was a very, very innate, intricate process where I had to show and have somebody's future employer sign a book that I was actively trying to look for a job. And so any place I applied to, they had to fill it out, sign it, etc. And then I had to go back and show them. So, and I'm like, okay, you know what, I just get a job in another restaurant or whatever. And then it ends up being they hired me back because the layoff was over and whatever. And I really shouldn't have been working while in medical school anyway, but I was very intrigued at the process, and I went with my other coworkers, and it almost seemed impossible to get it, because in order to get it, you had to prove that you went to multiple places to try to get a job. So then you would hopefully have gotten a job. Now, I don't know if it's still like that. I don't know if the process is still that rigid. And so I don't understand how in the olden days there were guidelines and protocols and things you had to do before you got a government check that now doesn't exist. And I understand that we've had other people in office, so things might have loosened up, etc. But, you know, why can't there be a 10-hour-a-week community service or working from home or doing something productive? From a medical standpoint, you know, we find that if you do have, let's say, a work injury or low back pain or, you know, something going on, sometimes going back to work is actually as one of the healthiest things to do. Once you stop working, there seems to be this snowball effect. And so many medical providers are of the consensus that if, you know, you have a, a back sprain or strain or whatever, and, you know, you're able to manage your pain, try not to take too much time off work, because then you just start to lose that groove. And, you know, one suggestion that, you know, one of my producers had radio engineers had brought up years ago is one other option is with unemployment benefits or benefits. It's after X amount of weeks, it becomes a loan where you have to eventually pay it back from future paychecks. That's another idea. I mean, there's always going to be exceptions to the rule where people say, but look, I can't because I'm in this position. So what we need to do is figure out who are these people like the Tsarnaev brothers who were very muscular. Well, the one brother was very in shape, looked very healthy. Looked like they could get a job. What were they doing in Boston? Collecting government aid. And what do you do if you have a legalized drug that does demotivate you? And people take that. You know, do we have a right to say no? If you smoke marijuana, you can't get government aid. Do we have a right to do that? 1-877-DOT-SELLY.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Locket Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LocketPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LocketPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LocketPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702 562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So with this next story, I just want to go back a little bit to when I was in medical school. When I was in medical school, I was on the cusp of learning some of the cool surgeries before minimally invasive techniques took over. And I was very lucky that I didn't train later and I didn't train earlier, because I got to see both types. And the old school type of surgeries, where we call them open surgeries, like open appendectomies or open cholecystectomies, where we would open up your body, right? Use retractors, have a lot of light, lift up the body part, right? Lay it maybe onto the abdomen so we can work on it. Tether, tie off some of the vessels, remove the organ, put everything back, flush out the body, sew you back up, give you antibiotics and pain medication, and that's the way surgery was done for decades. And I kind of found it fairly easy. I was really comfortable at doing some of those surgeries. We got to do a lot. But more minimally invasive surgeries, like laparoscopy, was starting to become very popular, where you would stick a trocar in there, you would put a tube, and then put a camera inside with light, and then you would do everything by, I don't want to say robots, but by hand extensions or instrument extensions. So rather than you being there, pulling out the organ with your hand and doing things like that, you're using, you know, clamps and forceps and hemostats and surgical equipment through extensions that go into the body. So you're outside of the body, those extensions are inside the body. Very cool for the patient because offers more of a sterile technique, allows less of the body to be open, healing time. It was a breakthrough. For me, as a medical student and a doctor, boring as heck, I'm like, wait a second. I like to work with my hands. I don't want to be sitting there digging around with extensions of these instruments. I want to go in there and use my hands. But laparoscopies and these minimally invasive surgeries allowed hospital time to go down. You know, everybody's complaining about how hospital costs have gone up and, you know, medical costs have gone up. Yeah, we know why. We have a lot of reasons for that. You know, cancer treatments and, you know, preventing heart attacks. There's a lot of things that have contributed to that. But on the other end, I mean, many of you are having surgery and going home 2 hours later. You don't even have to stay at a hospital. You would think we would be saving money. But, no, just doesn't seem to work that way. So for the patient, fantastic, doing these minimally invasive surgeries. All right, until we get a story such as this. They're saying for cervical cancer patients, less invasive surgery is worse for survival. So, well, through minimally invasive surgery, if somebody, let's say, has cervical cancer. Now, remember, cervix is the boca de la matriz, the mouth of the uterus. That's the part of a woman's uterus that has to dilate and thin when she's in labor. So when they go, oh, she's 10 centimeters, they're talking about the cervix. That can get cancer from HPV. And so when you have cervical cancer, they have been now doing minimally invasive surgery. Instruments being threaded through small incisions. Surgeons then use those to remove the diseased uterus. And the technique has been really popular since 2006. But now they're saying that there's unexpected risks. And in a study published yesterday in the New England Journal of Medicine, patients who underwent the minimally invasive surgery had 4 times greater likelihood of cancer recurrence than when they had the surgery through the open approach. That's according to Dr. Pedro Ramirez at the MD Anderson Cancer Center in Houston. So this is surprising because we would think patients would do better with less, we use the term mitchet in Yiddish, where less messing around, you know, open, there's a lot more room for error, you would think, because it's an open wound, etc. But, you know, invasive, it's a little, you know, it's more, you know, discreet, smaller incisions, but nope. They found 4 times greater likelihood of cancer recurrence done that way. The study involved more than 600 women recruited at medical centers worldwide. Half had their uterus removed through open abdominal surgery. The other half had minimally invasive surgery. A safety board overseeing the experiment had to call it to a halt. They had to stop it because it was obvious that women with the minimally invasive group were doing substantially worse. When they have to halt a study, that's some serious stuff. the women were less likely to be alive 4.5 years after the surgery. 94% of the women were still alive after minimally invasive surgery, compared with 99% who had the standard surgery. Now, those with advanced cervical cancer had chemo and radiation. So they had to stop offering the minimally invasive radical hysterectomy and completely convert to the open approach. That is some serious stuff. Now, why? If you're removing the organ, you're removing the organ. So one thing is maybe there's actually some mitch-hitting or more mitch-hitting going on using the tools and doing the minimally invasive where you're threading instruments through the incisions. Maybe that's causing more cancer spread than you opening up and then carefully grabbing the organ and removing it. They think maybe cervical cancer cells are being released more readily during the procedure. Carbon dioxide gas is also used to inflate the abdomen, because somebody would say, how do you see? So we put in carbon dioxide gas to blow it up like a balloon so we can move our instruments around. Maybe that process is seeding the cells. Now, the study was funded by medical device maker Medtronic. Ramirez said the company had no role in analyzing or publishing the results. And for the study to have been halted, my guess is that we can trust this. We can trust these results. Usually you get nervous when a company is funding, you know, a study, because they're like, well, you know, then it's going to be skewed, you know, for them. So my guess is Medtronic was the one supplying the instruments for these minimally invasive surgeries. But if they had to halt the study, that's, you know, Medtronic just put money into a study that proved that what they have might not cut it. Second study published alongside this report comes to the same conclusion. For the second report, the research team headed by scientists at Northwestern University looked at national cancer data and found that after 4 years, 9% of the women with minimally invasive surgery had died versus 5% that had the open surgery. And according to Masha Koshurginsky, an epidemiologist and co-author of the study, she said that's a big deal. And that is a big, big deal. These patients are early cancer stage patients. And the intent of surgical treatment is cure. So open sort of hysterectomy, like if I get my hysterectomy, they're going to probably be as, you know, minimally invasive as possible. And we prefer that. I mean, they could do anything now. They could take out gallbladders through the vagina so you don't have big scarring. Apparently the vaginal wall heals great. You could even get a tooth removed through the vagina, I guess. But, I don't know when I'm going to get my hysterectomy. Trust me, I'll put it on Facebook if I do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.